This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Dan Fisher, Gillespie City Treasurer, and welcome to the show, Dan.
Thanks, Rick.
Dan, today we're going to discuss a couple of topics. They go together. But first off, I would like to talk to you about the Gillespie Community Revitalization Strategy. And exactly what is that, and some of the components of it we'll hopefully go over, and maybe you could give us an introduction to it.
Sure, that'd be my pleasure. For the past few years, the city has been working on trying to come up with a strategy of how we can just make overall improvements in various parts of the city. Some of it involves infrastructure, some of it involves facilities, some of it involves just more quality of life, accoutrements and the like. And we've engaged with the University of Illinois through the Extension Service and have done some planning with them. We currently have a intern with the city who is a Peace Corps Fellow and AmeriCorps volunteer who is going to be with us for a total of 11 months working with us on various community development projects in which he's splitting time between Grow Gillespie, which is a local organization that was founded in 2018 to try to develop a positive plan for how we can make the community better, and also splitting time with them and the city of Gillespie. And right now we're partnering up with the Illinois Housing Development Authority, in which they are working with us for what will be a period of a year to do a pretty comprehensive housing and community development strategy, in which we're really going to zero in on housing and how we can make our housing stock better and more long-lasting in some areas, but not just tailored to specific places or a specific type of housing, but rather to get a mix that fits and works well with our community, and a plan for how we can go from where we are today to where we want to be, you know, somewhere down the road, and identify those resources that we can be able to get or places we can partner with to help us along that path a little bit faster. So we're involved in that effort, and it's a pretty nice program. IDA offers it. We're one of the first since the state has lifted quarantine, COVID quarantine procedures on much of the staff. We're one of the first and also one of the smallest communities that they will have worked with in terms of total population. And we're pretty excited about it. It's a bit of an honor and certainly a great opportunity for us.
As far as this survey you just spoke of, I would assume that it's for anyone, be it a property owner, a renter, or whatever. They're probably encouraged to take the survey that's available?
Well, there are actually a couple different surveys. One survey is it's an online survey that you can go to the Grow Gillespie website, growgillespie.org, and there's a link to it, and you just fill it out online, and that's for anybody. But then there's a second survey in which we're probably 30, maybe 50% done with, where literally we go by and do an inspection of every property in Gillespie. And there's a checklist of things that you fill out that ranges from what's the caliber of the roof to is the grass cut, et cetera, et cetera. And you go down and list it, and then we're going to plot those things on a map, and we're going to do some budgeting backwards from it, and we'll make some decisions about, you know, what types of housing we've got. For example, we'll begin to develop planning about what are the ranges of house sizes that are available today, and at what price points do they fall? Do we have a need, or does it make sense to try to develop a particular type of housing that will fit a niche that we currently are lacking in, or do we have too much of a particular type of housing? Well, we would need to then look at, well, does it make some sense to go out and try to recruit some folks to come into town so we can add on to the market we already have today and then build it forward into a larger market. We don't know, and I'm not saying we're going to do any of those things, but we're in the data collection phase right now where we're trying to get as much information and look at it in an unbiased and realistic manner and then come up with a range of options that would be available to us and then explain those options to the residents and make some decisions on which way do we want to go.
You alluded to this one that you just spoke of is going on. The other one is you can go to Grow Gillespie's website and the survey's available there. Will that one work with this concerning housing?
Yes, that's a housing survey. All the surveys we have right now are essentially housing related in some fashion. Now, on the online survey, it's pretty short. I don't remember exactly how many typewritten pages it is. It's like three, but it's spaced pretty wide, so you could probably fit it all on one or one and a half pages altogether, and it's a multiple choice answer. And I think there's some option for you to be able to type some things in if you want for further explanation, but it's about housing, but it's also about the community as a whole. What's your opinions about Gillespie? How do you feel about some particular issues and some parts of the city? And then try to gauge what opinions are in the general population.
Is there any time limit for the one that people can fill out online? Any time limit they need to get this done so the data's in, or what is that?
We were hoping to have as much of this done by the end of the month or early July. We want to really get the in-person survey. When I say in-person, that is the actual boots on the ground housing reconnaissance, where we go onto a map and then locate each property on a aerial map and then have it keyed back to our review of that particular property. We want to have that done by the end of this month, no later than right after the 4th of July. And then IDA will come back in a little bit after they've crunched some of this data. And they've already crunched quite a bit. And they will come back and give us a preliminary a review of what we have developed so far. And then we'll make some decisions on where we want to then begin to focus some of our efforts in terms of moving forward on more data analysis and more constructive planning. But within the next 30 days, we want to get as much of these things completed as possible.
Will this tell you, I guess, you need, you need more rental housing or a particular section of town needs this or doesn't need that? Is that the kind of stuff this is hopefully going to divulge to you once all the numbers are crunched?
That's certainly part of what we might learn, but also at the same time, it's not just going to be about housing, although housing is going to be the dominant goal of the research, but it's also going to be about economic development and general community development. You might look and based upon the research, you might discover that your population mix within the community based on the most recent census data, which IDA has. And within that mix, you might find that you have in terms of a model of where we stack up with other communities of our size throughout the state and throughout some other states, maybe we don't have as many people within the 35 to 42 or 45 age bracket. And then when you look at this from private research, you might find that within that age bracket, normally the amenities that people are looking for in particular types of housing would be ABC. And you might, in our review of our housing stock, we might find, oh, you know what? We don't have many houses like that, or their prices is such and such, looking at employment trends around us, we've got an ability to probably recruit some folks to our community within that area, or maybe retain some people who might move out because they're looking for that type of housing in another and it's available in another community in more abundance than we have, maybe you then begin to zero in on some programmatic items to say, hey, we can develop this, and here's the way we can do it, and here's some locations where it could probably work, and here's what we would have to do in order to get that ball rolling. That's one, for instance, of what could be done. We're already on track right now where we are we've done preliminary research independent of the IDA project on developing a second TIF district within the city, in which we are looking to develop the TIF district, which is tax increment finance, specifically to encourage residential housing within that particular area. And the homes that we are looking at, and we have been researching this and talking to potential developers about it, would be extremely energy efficient housing that would be targeted for starter young families just starting out, and then retirees moving back who want to have a particular type of house that's going to be very high quality but very low cost to maintain, and not necessarily low cost to buy, but low cost to maintain thereafter. And so their total outgrow will be very value effective for the type of housing you're building. We are already working on that path, and we're looking with the IDA project to give us more guidance on how we can refine that idea, or maybe change it around a little bit if the research tells us we would be better spent to go in a slightly different direction.
Well, Dan, as we come to the end of the show, again, maybe you want this information in as soon as possible. Again, just give us again where a person can fill out the survey if they'd like to.
As far as the individual survey, go on to the Rowe Gillespie, GROWGILLESPIE.org website. Just type it into Google and look on the link, and you'll go there. And then on that website will be a link that you just click on, and will take you to the survey. And if you go on the website, you'll see some of the other stuff that we've got going in town, including the Giving Garden, including some recycling programs that we've started up to expand the recycling effort we have in town, and also to see up-to-date information on the status of the streetscape in downtown that we hope to have started by this fall.
Dan Fisher, Treasurer for City of Gillespie, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
It was my pleasure, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.